With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, vegan, and practice sustainable living.
Persecute them, the one who listens, or the master. Therefore, it just has to happen now and again. When accumulate enough karma, enough destructive power, but we have the shield, you see, we have the power, that's the thing. Everyone dies one day or another anyway, okay?
Yes.
The question is where they go.
Do
you understand it? Yes. You go. Mm-hmm. Okay. So under the protective shield of the master, if you listen to everything that is moral and good and kind and compassionate, then you will be safe in high heaven, yeah?
Yes.
And the most of people who are unaware of the consequence because they have been misled by so-called religious leaders, they also be helped by the master power of the present time, and they will be also elevated in some kind of heaven. Do you understand?
Yes.
But it's not a question about dying or not, it's a question of whether they can liberate. So the people of the world have been helped spiritually. So their souls will be liberated, are liberated, because it's not all their fault.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's not all their fault that they eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their fault that they don't understand the Bible or the teaching of the Buddha, because nobody really expounds to them, really, correctly. Do you understand?
Yes.
So the one who has been initiated, they are protected for sure. If they follow, of course, if they break up, then also they have to bear the consequences. Mm-hmm. And the other people, the people who have not done anything wrong, who just follow the mask and really ignore and also been helped.
Yes.
That's all we have. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Master, another question is, if you had a message for the world, what would it be?
That I love them very much. Because I know it's not their fault, whatever they do. It's just the way of ignorance that has been cast upon them and made them oblivious to the truth. And also they have been misled by circumstances, by people, by doctrine, by people who do not understand the doctrine of the Master. So that's all I can say to them. I love them very much. I feel more sorry for them than blaming.
Okay, thank you, Master.
Okay, so global climate destabilization threatens the very existence of our and the continuation of our civilization, so shouldn't it occupy 100% of our attention? Doesn't this issue kind of trump every other issue, and shouldn't we focus 100% on this question because, you know, life on planet Earth depends upon it?
Of course, of course. Okay. That's why I ask question about it. Are you worried?
Very worried, yes. Thank you for having this conference so that we can share ideas. I do. That's why it seems important to me to reach out to other people. I think they're ready to hear and accept the message that vegetarianism is necessary to save our planet.
Yes, and also technical results, like wind power, some power and all that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Sustainable energy, yes.
Okay, well, it also depends on the karmic burden of the world, and we try our best. We will let you know on the TV and also individually wherever we can. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's just sometimes I'm just thinking. I don't know if people even listen. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, Master.
The other day I went out in a restaurant just to see somebody, and then I talked to him about the climate change, and I just like half jokingly, I said, well, we have only 4 or 5 years, you know, guys. And they said, no, we have 50 years.
Right.
And I said, yeah, a couple of years, scientists. No, we have 50 years. And even then, 50 years, how long is that? You see what I mean? But it's just the way they said 50 years, like, okay, no problem, it's like another 5 million years, something like that.
Right.
50 years to them is like 5 million years.
Sure.
Something like it doesn't concern them right now, and they just don't seem to concern, you know?
Yes.
And my place, I went to a new place, and my place is right near the highway. Not too near, but because I live on a high mountain and the sound is coming up. Like day and night, you know, thousands of cars passing by. All this is really telling me something.
Understood.
But nevertheless,
we don't give up yet. We're doing things, you know. We're still airing our TV and we're still doing our job. But
yes.
On the other hand, I'm telling you the reality. Do you understand?
Yes, yes, Master.
Now, the 53% of the Americans say, okay, vegetarian is good for the planet and for the individual health. But I don't know if 53% of them are doing it.
Not yet, but the more the message gets out there, the more people will change their life.
We do it. Also TV on. I was thinking even to advertise the whole NASA message on newspaper and pay for it.
Yeah, I think
all
that's
the newspapers and on TV, but you know, we will see what we can do. All right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Master.
Given the situation and the time frame, you know, we do what we can. Okay.
Yes, Master.
Don't forget that it's not just vegetarianism. They have to reverse the technique, the technology, and everything else as well.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Vegetarianism is for the long-term benefit, for the lesson of the karma, the mercy of heaven. But everybody else has to also contribute, like sustainable energy, etc., etc. It takes the whole planet to do it together.
I was thinking we could boycott, you know, major polluters, companies that are not helping at all in the, you know, global need to address climate change, things like that. For many things, we can write down all the suggestions and send them to you. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Just following up on what you said about you going to the restaurant, I saw one of my friends, the NASA climate ad, and he seemed to be like pretty convinced with it, and then I said, well, are you going to go veggie? And then he said, maybe in a few years' time. So how do you convince them more? How do you make them take actions?
I don't convince anybody. Even if I go around from door to door and then stick the NASA sticker on everybody's house, I don't know how convinced they will be. You see, because human habits are very difficult to change. And also adverse psychology. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you tell them to do it, they don't. Mm. Just because they want to do again what you say. The human reverse psychology, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Also, it's difficult for people to know how to eat vegetarian. They don't know how to cook a vegetarian meal. For the Chinese, Vietnamese, it's more easy because we cook with tofu, we cook tasty meal and all that, with chop suey. It's difficult, and even if they want to, they just don't know how. That's why we have to teach them how to cook vegetarian on TV.
The data from the NASA climate reports indicate that the polar ice cap will be gone by 2012. This is like coincide with the end of the Maya calendar. So is this like a coincidence or something else?
What's Maya calendar?
The Maya calendar is a group of people from South America. And they said that 2012 is when the actual calendar will finish and there's no new calendar coming from that.
Maybe it's not coincidence. Some people will see things. Some people do see things in the future, but people still can change. The thing is, would they like to change? Would they be strong enough to change? I try everywhere I go, of course. Our program, a leaflet, and the lecture, they change many people, millions of people, but that's not enough. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you, Master.
Are you welcome?
Hello, Master.
How are you?
Happy to be here. I wanted to ask, if you had a message for the leaders of the world, what would you say to them?
I would say to them that use their mighty power to change the diet of the planet and adopt immediately new technology,
sustainable
energy, and set an example by themselves by becoming
vegetarian,
or vegan. Change their diet. They use their mighty power, use their example to set a new diet for the planet. The vegetarian diet.
Yes.
Thank you, Master. They first have to be vegetarian, and then they use their power. Truly, like the way they forbid smoking. They could do that by forbidding meat as well. By citing all the harm that meat will do to humans and the planet, yeah, they can do that. Just like forbidding smoking.
forbid meat eating, just like forbid smoking cigarettes and drugs. Because that's also another kind of harmful drug.
I wonder what human beings will look like in a new era. Do we still have this physical body? Do we survive this time?
If we survive this catastrophic climate change, we will look the same. Healthier if they are vegetarians, more spiritual, more moral, more happy, happier, and, you know, more worthwhile of a human life.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, but physically they don't look any different. If they are vegetarian, they will be more intelligent, more spiritual, healthier and happier, better people, more virtuous. Yeah.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hi, Master.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hi. Okay, the question is here, has humankind evolved sufficiently in the last years to be able to address the challenges adequately?
They have evolved somewhat, honey. Not quick enough. They have evolved because of the grace of heaven. Therefore, they listen better than they would have done long ago, like years ago, or decades ago. They listen better now, but still, they're still too busy with their material existence, yeah, to even think deeply about it.
Okay, another question is that a lot of people are aware of the climate change,
yes,
and the consequences, but about the toxic gases, many people are not aware from the ocean. So the Supreme Master Television has made some research about this,
yes,
and found some supporting studies, university.
Yes.
And they say that 250 million years back, already 90% of Earth's species were already destroyed.
Yes.
And so, is this climate change comparable to anything else in the history of the Earth? And
you mean because of the gas? 90% because of the gas?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, it will be similar. Gas is gas.
And also, did other civilizations in the universe have the same problem?
They did. Wherever there are people and planets, these things can always happen. Once the technology is developed to certain pace, you know, the side effects will follow. If people are not spiritually stable or developed, then the technology development will outweigh the spiritual balance, and therefore they will destroy their planet.
I wanted to ask, almost all agree that climate change is happening, but some people still don't believe that it's caused by humans, and they believe that, you know, they say that it happened before with the dinosaurs, and we can't really know if it's from humans. And I want to know, is it caused by humans, and can we stop it?
Well, it's caused by humans most of the time. Everybody knows it by now.
Some people still say that, you know, we're not sure that it's caused by humans.
What else has caused the carbon dioxide from the cars? And you think the alien is driving our cars and the alien eat? Not everybody is knowledgeable about even the climate change.
Right. So. And then the other thing I wanted to say, it's not really a question, but more of a comment. And it seems like, you know, there's experts who are talking about their own field. Like some scientists talk about the melting ice because they're the experts and they study glaciers. And then some are experts on oceans, you know, and they tell us that the ocean is warming up.
Yeah.
But, you know, so far the changes in human behavior are still not fast enough. And so I just want to say thanks for putting things into perspective for with such clarity so that all of us on the planet know that now is the time to act.
Right. Okay, we can try our best. Yeah. I thought if you had more ideas, that is very good.
We're so grateful for your leadership, Master. Thank you.
And the whole team, huh?
Dear Master, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for graciously accepting to have this brainstorming session on the environment and, you know, all the discussion and ideas on how to save our planet. We want to wish you well in your work, in your health, physically, emotionally also, for all the work and encouragement you've given us. We want to thank you. We love you very much. Thank you.
I love you too. And
thank you.
Heaven loves you.
Thank you,
Mom. The animal loves you. And I love you.
Thank you for joining for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Stay tuned for Good People, Good Works right after Noteworthy News. Through God's grace, may we greet a bright and green future together.